recognizing inherent goodness to celebrate and give thanks, the pulse of creation is singing the goodness of God and of God's gift of goodness in all things. We become more aware of the beauty of all that is and tap into gratitude as our first task in creating more goodness in the world.
Good morning. Welcome to Hillcrest Congregational Church, United Church of Christ, and to this worship service, Sunday, November 22nd, 2020. A special welcome to those worshiping with us for the first time. Whoever you are, wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Today is a special Sunday for many reasons, and I'll get to those shortly. First, I want to announce that next Sunday, November 29th, begins the very special season of Advent. Advent marks the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas Eve and Christmas. And here is a look at what's to come. Even as we prepare for Advent, we gather today around our worship theme for the fall season, Sacred Earth, Sacred Work, and the focus for this Sunday is healing relationships. It is also Consecration Sunday at Hillcrest. We ask God's blessings on our pledge campaign and stewardship drive to date, and ask God's Holy Spirit to guide us on our next steps as we prepare for calendar year 2021. Today, the Sunday before Thanksgiving, is also traditionally Harvest Sunday at Hillcrest. This year, we miss celebrating that together in worship and in a special Thanksgiving meal following with our siblings in the Korean Methodist Church. And now, we gather ourselves together around our God who is love as we prepare for worship. We will begin with the news of community.
Greetings, I'm Neil Minietta, and I'll be your liturgist for this November 22nd worship service. First of all, happy Thanksgiving. This will be a Thanksgiving that will be a little different for almost all of us, but there is still so much to be thankful for. That furry little critter that loves to curl up in your lap. That special person in your life who listens to you and always knows when you need a good laugh. The smells of the season, including those holiday pies and the pine scent, and your Hillcrest brothers and sisters. Life has been a little difficult, but there is still so much to be thankful for, and that includes some wonderful happenings at Hillcrest to enjoy. I want to welcome those of you who are joining our service for the first time. We hope you find it meaningful and would love to hear from you. Please email Reverend Fred Weidman with any questions you have about Hillcrest or about your own spiritual pilgrimage. The written news of community with details on the following announcements was emailed by the office on Friday, November 20th. If you'd like to be added to the distribution list, please contact the Hillcrest office. So we have quite a few announcements today. We hope you can join us as we celebrate Consecration Sunday at the 11 a.m. Virtual Fellowship Hour as we consecrate the pledges received by today. The Sugar Plum Workshops will also take place this Sunday for those who signed up. For those who signed up, children Advent wreaths will be assembled at 1:30 and adult Advent wreaths at 3 o'clock. Have a great time. And at 4 o'clock, don't forget to attend the online Interfaith Multifaith Thanksgiving service, which will include more participating organizations, clergy, and lay leaders than the wonderful services of years past. Wednesday at 4 o'clock p.m., Adult Ed will continue its discussion of the book, So You Want to Talk About Race? Check it out. It's not too late to get your frozen turkeys or whole chickens to the food room for Thanksgiving. You can bring your donations to the food room on Monday between 9 a.m. and 11:45 a.m. So, speaking of food, read the news of community to find out how you can reverse the Advent calendar to help out the food room. Although the clothing room is not taking donations at this time, we are still filling client orders. If you want to join the group of volunteer Hillcrest shoppers, please contact Bill Cunningham. Can you believe that November 29th is the first Sunday in Advent? Our worship theme will be, I Believe, Even When. You'll find out a little bit more about that later in the service. Also, keep an eye on your mailbox for a special Advent packet. The Hillcrest office will be closed next Friday for the Thanksgiving holiday. Normal hours are Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to noon. Safety protocols are in place and need to be followed for the protection of yourself and others, so it's best to make an appointment ahead of time. And now, let's quiet ourselves and prepare for worship with our opening hymn.
We live in sacred relationship with every other living thing. Our food, our health, our homes, our vocations are all part of an interconnected community. Creation hangs in the balance when we forget this connection. We acknowledge that our species and the entire Earth community depends upon the healing of harm already done and moving towards sustainability for the future. Harmony that offers life-giving coexistence for all. Can we embrace our responsibility to care? Come, let us enter together into worship with our God who is love, who is care.
Thank you. gathered here in the mystery of this hour, gathered here in the mystery strong body, gathered here in the struggle strong body, gathered here in the struggle strong body.
You are invited to a moment of quiet rest, a time of slowing the pace of your body and mind so that the spirit can settle. The chimes will call us to a prayerful meditation. Connecting God, you who has woven us together with all of creation, open our eyes to see that we cannot survive in isolation. So that we might be motivated to turn toward the other and work for the wholeness of all life. We praise you as the healer of all hurt, the repairer of all brokenness. In this silence, we connect to you.
Gathered here in the mystery of this hour, gathered here in the mystery strong of this body, gathered here in the struggle strong body, gathered here in the struggle strong body.
With open hearts, we acknowledge the pain that coexists with goodness and gratitude. We listen to the groans of the world. Proceed on behalf of all those who suffer, letting go of our fear that can make things worse at times.
A prayer of Saint Basil. Basil of Caesarea is a 4th century spiritual writer. His family is the ancient spiritual equivalent of musical families like the Jacksons or the Carter family or something. The so-called Cappadocian Fathers are a gift to Christianity and beyond for their recognition of the impact of the goodness of God's creation and ongoing creating. Basil writes, O God, enlarge in us the sense of communion with all living things, our siblings, the plants and the animals. You have given them the earth as their home in common with us. We remember with shame how we have exercised our high dominion with ruthless cruelty. The voice of the earth, meant to rise to you in song, has been a groan of pain. Make us mindful that all your creatures live not just for us, but for themselves and for you, that they may love the sweetness of life. Amen. I invite you to make a fist with your hands and imagine in those clenched fists all that you are holding tightly and that has a hold on you. It may be something or some things specific. It may be a less defined fear, anxiety, worry, a sense of grief, loneliness, helplessness. Now, I invite you to slowly open your fists and imagine a letting go into the loving embrace of the Spirit who transforms all things. All shall be well. All manner of thing shall be well. As we let go and open up our spirit to God's Spirit, we find ourselves better prepared and ready to share our concerns and to hold with love the concerns of others and the pain of our world. It is stewardship season at Hillcrest. You have received a mailing, at least I hope you have, including a pledge card and return envelope, and many of you have sent in or dropped off your filled out cards. Others have responded online. This year, as in all years, we ask God's blessings on the response we have received so far. At our live Zoom gathering at 11 a.m. this morning, Sunday, November 22nd, we will hear the latest numbers and celebrate those. Now we pause to pray, to consecrate, that is, to make sacred and to ask God to make sacred all that we do to live out our Hillcrest's mission and ministry. All that we do with our time and money and action to live out and to share the good news that is ours in Jesus Christ. Hillcrest family, please pray with me. O God, we thank you for who we are individually and together, and for all you call us to be individually and together. We thank you for our church, Hillcrest Congregational Church, United Church of Christ in Pleasant Hill, and for all of our programs and ministries, for all that we do to witness to your good news in and for these times, especially in and for these times. We thank you for our church council and trustees, and for all who have worked so hard on our stewardship campaign, pledge drive, and budget process. We thank you for all those who have responded so far and for all those who are yet to respond in submitting pledges for 2021, which go so far in supporting what we do and in helping us to plan responsibly for all we do. Keep us strong, keep us diligent in caring for all that you and those who have gone before us have provided, and keep us focused on sharing what you have first given us, love, life, and relationship with each other and with you. We pray all in the name of our God who is love, and let everybody say together, Amen. Amen. As we enter into the prayers of the people, I want to call out some names from our Hillcrest family and extended family. Firstly, our Girl Scouts and all of their efforts in planning and coordinating the drive-through food drive last Saturday, November 14, which brought in so much for our food pantry. The shelves are stocked, and I can honestly say, at least on some level, that I'm happy there are no in-person events on our campus and in particular in our fellowship hall, because where else would we put all that the Girl Scouts have collected? We pray for our siblings in the Korean Methodist Church who share our space. We remain in close contact throughout this pandemic period and pray for the particular challenges they face, as so many of their congregation are students at DVC and other area colleges, and as they are being served by an interim pastor following Reverend Jeff's return to South Korea with his family. We also pray for our interfaith and multifaith partners in Contra Costa County as they and we join together for Thanksgiving worship online together this afternoon at 4 p.m. We pray in particular for the Multifaith Action Coalition, for the Interfaith Council of Contra Costa County, and for the Pleasant Hill Clergy Group, all of whom are participating, along with others, in the service. And we thank God for our own Carolyn McKenzie and Bill Cunningham, who, along with myself, are participating as worship leaders. Let us pray. With gratitude and thanks, O God, for life itself, and for the richness of life and of all creation, and for all that nurtures and sustains life, and that calls us to ever deeper and fuller life with you and with each other, we pray. For our world, for our nation, for all that brings us concern, and for all that brings us joy, hear us now, O God, as we call out aloud or in our hearts names of people, places, concerns, and joys. And I add to all that's been stated, those of our Hillcrest family who are sick or recovering from illness and injury, including Anne, Ariana, Betty, Floor, John, Josie, Norm and Adele, Rachel, and Ron. And now, O God, as we place our hands on our hearts, we ask your Spirit to be with us in the things that are too deep for words or that we are unable to express in words. Hold us. Comfort us. With your loving and compassionate Spirit. In just a moment, we will say the Lord's Prayer in a special way that comes to us from the Dominican Sisters Retreat in Great Bend, Kansas. As we say the prayer, you'll recognize the traditional words are spoken by Reader 1 and a new version by Reader 2. You may choose to speak one part and listen to the other, or you may choose to read or listen to both. God be with us as we pray together.
Our Father,
our Mother,
who art in heaven,
who are in all the earth,
hallowed be thy name.
Holy is your truth.
Thy kingdom come.
May your wisdom come.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Your circle be one, uniting heaven and earth.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us today a nurturing spirit.
And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Heal through us, as we ourselves are healed.
Lead us not into temptation.
Lead us into fullness of life.
But deliver us from evil.
And liberate all that is good.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
For the wisdom, presence, and the goodness are yours, now and forever. Amen.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your every word spoken to me.
Works in and through us to renew each day. Each moment offers opportunity to express our God-gifted creativity. We hear messages, ancient and new, that affirm divine goodness at work and encourage us in our creative collaboration with the divine.
If you want to know who wrote the book on love, you don't need to look any further than the first letter of John in the New Testament. Let's listen to this extraordinary reading from chapter 4 of the first letter of John. John, at this point, is recognized as an elder, a highly respected leader and spiritual teacher, and is summing up a lifetime of wisdom and experience. Let's listen.
Dear friends, let's love each other, because love is from God. And everyone who loves is born from God and knows God. The person who doesn't love does not know God, because God is love. This is how the love of God is revealed to us. God has sent God's only Son into the world so that we can live through Him.
Dear friends, if God loved us this way, we also ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God. If we love each other, God remains in us and God's love is made perfect in us. This is how we know we remain in God and God remains in us, because God has given us a measure of the Spirit. We have seen and testify that God has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. If any of us confess that Jesus is God's Son, God remains in us and we remain in God. We have known and have believed the love that God has for us.
God is love, and those who remain in love remain in God, and God remains in them. This is how love has been perfected in us, so that we can have confidence, because we are exactly the same as God is in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear expects punishment. The person who is afraid has not been made perfect in love. We love because God first loved us. If anyone says, "I love God," and hates a sibling, they are a liar. Because the person who doesn't love a sibling who can be seen can't love God who can't be seen. This commandment we have from him: those who claim to love God ought to love their siblings also.
This is a word of God. Thanks be to God. All creation is a word of God. All creation speaks volumes of God.
Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, God understood.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is a time that we take out of each year to stop, step back, and be grateful. Grateful to God and grateful to each other for the things we've received. It's important in good times when we're doing well, but it's doubly important to count our blessings and say thank you for the things we have in hard times. This Thanksgiving, I have a bit of a challenge for you. I want you to think about something good that's happened over the past year, something good that someone has done for you, and I want you to pay that thing forward. Have you ever heard that before? To pay something forward? It's like the opposite of paying someone back. If someone does something nice to you, you might want to pay them back, do something nice for them as well. But instead, some people are saying it's nice to sometimes pay that favor forward, to do something nice for someone else. And then maybe they might pay it forward too and do something nice for someone else. And that goodwill and that thanksgiving will spread from person to person throughout the world. So that's my challenge to you. Think of something nice, something good. Pay somebody forward. It could be a family member. It could be a friend. It could be a complete stranger who, of course, you keep appropriate social distance from. Whoever you choose, let's talk about it at Sunday school. I'll see you there.
Sacred the body God has created, temple of spirit that dwells deep inside. Cherish each person.
In some ways, it's the easiest sermon to preach. On 1 John 4:7 and following, God is love. My kids knew that from a young age. We all know it, right? Piece of cake. God is love. In another way, it's the hardest sermon to preach. God is love. Really? Looked around lately? And add to that, I ought to say something in this sermon or reflection about money or stewardship anyway. It is Consecration Sunday, after all. And add to that, what's going on and not going on in our nation and the world. Not the easiest task to reflect on this reading at this time. Let's start here. For one thing, you have to give old John some credit. He doesn't mince words or pull punches. He talks about perfect love. Perfect. I mean, even we Americans, for all of our bravado and braggadocio and all of our assurance, at least we pretend to be sure about it, that ours is the greatest nation in the world, even we don't talk quite about being perfect. We like to say we're becoming a more perfect union, whatever that means. But not John. Perfect. Already. Plain and simple. Perfect. Really? Really. And what could we in this country use more now than perfect love? And how could that be any more perfect than to be just like this, what John describes? There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. We as a nation clearly have some work to do, a lot of work to do, especially as we continue to make so many of our decisions about how to live and who to live around based on fear. Fear of difference, for sure, and fear of change, and fear of our past, and fear of our future, and fear of fear. There's a lot of fear out there. We seem to thrive on fear. Well, how do you overcome fear? John, as he reflects on his life and on life in general, tells us, Jesus. Well, any Sunday school teachers here? Anyone who's ever been to Sunday school? Looks like we know this much about John. He passes the Sunday school test. Jesus is the answer to everything. But there's more going on here. By the way, there's more going on in our Hillcrest Sunday School as well, but we'll leave praise for our Sunday school to another time. Back to John's letter and how he talks about love, perfect love, and about Jesus Christ. Two things jump out for me. First, remember Jesus' teaching about faith and faithfulness? If you have faith, even the size of a mustard seed, a tiny little itty-bitty seed, if you have faith the size of that, you can move mountains. That's what he says, and I kind of think he means it. And what about John here? He's talking about perfect love. Well, what do I got to do to achieve that? To be able even to consider that I even might achieve something like that. Well, John tells us. And notice, he tells us. Doesn't single anyone out like they used to do back in the day. In school or in Sunday school, I remember those days way back when. They'd find some kid who could recite the whole multiplication table. Look, I can't even say it. Or who could recite all the books in the Bible or something like that. The kid would rattle it off. People like me would be like, eesh, how many baseball games do I gotta miss or afternoons do I need to stay inside to get that good? And they'd point to that kid and say, be like her, be like him. Eesh. Now, we don't do that in Sunday school here, of course. I hope they don't do it in any school anywhere. And John doesn't do it in our lesson. No singling out. No, John is talking to us. To us, when John says, God's love is made perfect. How? When? After we've gone through some kind of rigorous training and passed all the tests, proven ourselves worthy? No, John writes. God's love is made perfect in us. And then continues, this is how we know. Because God has given us a measure of the Spirit. Isn't that brilliant? God has given us a measure of the Spirit. Well, what? A cup? A pound? One seed? A truckload of seeds? What? What measure? Maybe John was listening. I'll bet he was when Jesus was talking about that mustard seed. And John's got the Spirit. And as a great spiritual teacher with a lifetime of experience behind him, he knows that we have the Spirit together. And as for the size of the measure, well, just what we need. The Spirit and us together. We're perfect together. And we're enough together to get the job done perfectly. That's number one. Number two, back to fear. Fear has no place in relationship. Jesus knows that and is all about it. You can't have true relationship based on fear. People lost in their fear and greed and power, they don't get that. They think that fear is the basis of relationship. Use fear to keep people in line and you get everything you want and more and more. Problem is, even if you get what you want and more in goods and services, one thing you'll never get is relationship, fulfillment. True, loving, constructive, caring relationship. The kind that makes you grow. The kind that makes others grow. The kind that makes the world grow. John knows that. John here couldn't say it any better or more efficiently. Perfect love casts out fear. Of course it does. And love is exactly perfect when it is not fearful and not stationary and not static or unchanging. Perfect love is all about growth and change and discovery. Discovery of others. Discovery of parts of you you've never known were there or had forgotten about or forgotten how to exercise those parts. Perfect love is all about relationship with God, who is love. John won't let us forget that. And with yourself, who have sufficient measure of the Spirit to keep you growing in relationship to God and others, and with others who are privy to the Spirit too. That's life. Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you, O God, is the famous line from St. Augustine, who was a good student of John's writings. Our hearts, which Augustine, like us, understands as the seat of love, our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you, O God. Perfect love is always in search of, well, perfect love. Expressions of love for others, for oneself, for the world. It's why we give of ourselves to and for the ministries of Hillcrest, and in so many other ways, because in giving, we grow. It's why we love others, even though we know that such love can, well, lead to pain, of loss, sorrow, grief. It's why we love in times of hate and despair, because to not do so would be to deny ourselves. And to do so keeps us growing, keeps us loving. And to use John's word, keeps us perfect. Hillcrest, we've got our work cut out for us in a season of tension and polarization. The honest challenges of pandemic and of life together in our nation with legacies of racism and other abuse of persons, and the dishonest challenges of half-truths and outright lies. And in, with, and under all of that is the challenge of fear. Fear being the go-to place for so many in our nation. Our nation, which is in so many ways wonderful, and in other ways is so far less than a perfect union. And we've got our work cut out for us in the period which separates us physically from each other. And we know that with God and together, all things are possible and all things will work out for those who love God. That's pretty perfect. Thank you for all you do to be a part of this Hillcrest family and to live out and to spread God's love. And let everybody say together, Amen. Amen.
Creator God, creating still by will and word and deed, create a new humanity to meet the present need. Redeemer God, redeeming still with overflowing grace, pour out your love on us, through us, make this a holy place. Sustainer God, sustaining still with strength for every day, empower us now to do your will, correct us when we stray. Great Triune God, for this new day we need your presence still. Create, redeem, sustain us now to do your work and
today is Consecration Sunday, when we celebrate our ability to share our abundance to do the work of our church. Thank you for continuing to support the work of our ministries by sending in pledges or offerings through the mail or by giving online. Most importantly, we need to take care of ourselves and each other, especially in these turbulent times. We are all brothers and sisters of each other as children of God. We are a church family. Let us pray. Beloved creating God, we thank you for our church Hillcrest and the work of its people. Even as we are not able to be physically present with each other, we know that we are connected through your Spirit as we continue to do your work. Bless these gifts that they may help others know that you hold them always in your loving light. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power uplifts. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
On behalf of spreading goodness throughout the week, we pray for movement within our own hearts to embody peace and passion, compassion, and power. We are not at the mercy of the way it is. We hold fast to goodness.
Come, O thankful people, come, raise the song of harvest home. All is safely gathered in as the winter storms begin. God, our Maker, does provide for our wants to be supplied. Come to God's own temple, come, raise the song of harvest home. All the blessings of the field, all the stars the gardens yield, all the fruits in full supply, ripened 'neath the summer sky. All that spring with bounteous hand scatters o'er the smiling land. All that liberal autumn pours from its rich o'erflowing stores. These to you, our God, we owe, source from whom all blessings flow. And for these our songs we raise, grateful vows and solemn praise. Come then, thankful people, come, raise the song of harvest home. Come to God's own temple, come, raise the song of harvest home.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. The act of giving thanks is one of the most sacred acts in our Christian tradition. The communion prayer is called the Great Thanksgiving, and Christ and his disciples did not give thanks when they sat down to that final meal because they were experiencing no hardship, no suffering. They gave thanks because they understood how important it was to praise God and to be grateful for what you have in lean times. So in that spirit, let us receive the blessing. Holy and everlasting God, as we go forth into the world to do the work you have given us to do, thank you. Thank you for our friends and our family and our loved ones who we hold close. Thank you for the blessings that you have given us, our security, our happiness, our safety. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us how to love one another. And thank you for your eternal love, which we can share with the world. Amen.
Thank you.
And now let us pass the peace. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Open them again. Look around you at whoever might be with you. Family, loved ones, perhaps some of the pets that we've gotten to know and love through our Zoom calls. Open your hearts and minds to our whole Hillcrest family, to all of creation, and remember that something so small as distance cannot keep us apart. Then let us all say together, the peace of Christ be with you. And having said that, let us all respond, and also with you. Amen. The service has ended. If you are watching this on November 22nd, 2020, you are invited to attend our virtual fellowship hour at 11 o'clock. Zoom links have been circulated. If you are new and just joining us, or if you need additional support, please email Reverend Fred at revfred.hillcrest@att.net. Look forward to seeing you there. Go in peace. Shelter in peace. Love in peace. Give thanks in peace. And happy Thanksgiving, everyone.